personal feelings, the semantics of this alone are kind of fun to unravel. To my way of thinking, whatever it is, if it's unborn, it's not a child. A child has already been born. That's what makes it a child. A fetus is not a child because it hasn't been born yet. That's why it's called a fetus. You can call it an unborn fetus if you want. It's redundant. But you can't call it an unborn child because, not to belabor this, to be a child, it has to be born. Remember? The word unborn may sound wonderful to certain people, but it doesn't tell you anything. You could say a Volkswagen is unborn, but what would it mean? The fanatics have another name for fetuses. They call them the preborn. Now we're getting creative. If you accept preborn, I think you'd have to say that at the moment of birth, we go instantly from being preborn to being pre-dead. Makes sense, doesn't it? Technically, we're all pre-dead. Although, if you think about it even harder, the word pre-dead probably would best be reserved for describing stillborn babies, the post-born pre-dead. By the way, I think the reason conservatives want all these babies to be born is that they simply like the idea of birth. That's why so many of them have been born again. They can't get enough of it. Here's some more left-wing nonsense, this time from the environmentalists, the folks who gave us the rainforest. Save the rainforest. They decided to call it that because they needed to raise money, and they knew no one would give them money to save a jungle. Save the jungle doesn't sound right. Same with swamp. Save the swamp. Not gonna work. Swamp became wetland. Nicer words. Sounds more fragile. Save the wetlands. Send money. But I think the environmentalists still have their work cut out for them when it comes to global warming and the greenhouse effect. As I see it, these terms are far too pleasant for people to get all worked up about. For one thing, global is too all-embracing for Americans. It's not selfish enough. Isn't globalization that thing that's been stealing our jobs? Global doesn't make it. And warming is such a nice word. Who wouldn't want a little warming? Similarly, greenhouse effect will never do. A greenhouse is full of plants and flowers, full of life and growth. Green equals life. House equals shelter. The greenhouse effect sounds like something that gives you life and shelter and growth. You're never going to turn something like that into a villain. And the environmentalists have another language problem, this one concerning nuclear energy. Meltdowns. They like to warn us about meltdowns. But a meltdown sounds like fun, doesn't it? Sounds like some kind of cheese sandwich. Would you like some fries with that meltdown? Here's some more of the distorted language of political persuasion. Conservatives oppose gun control. Liberals know control is a negative word, so they call it gun safety. That's about what you'd expect, but it's hard to find words to describe the following distortion. Some of the pro-gun people are referring to gun control as victim disarmament. Isn't that stunning? Victim disarmament. It takes your breath away. Like a gun. Liberals call it affirmative action. Conservatives are less positive. They refer to government-mandated quotas, racial preferences, and unfair set-asides. Rich Republicans want to keep their money in the family. And so, the Republican Party began to call the inheritance tax, a pro-tax term, the estate tax, a neutral term, which they later changed to the death tax, an anti-tax term. When liberals talk about spending, they call it investing or funding. Funding means spending money. We need to do more to fund education. On the other side of the ledger, when Republicans need to raise taxes, they call it revenue enhancement. The energy criminals now refer to oil drilling as oil exploration. Instead of Mobil and Exxon, they'd rather you picture Lewis and Clark. When the original Enron story was developing, Bush's people referred to the crimes as violations. They said a review might be necessary, but not an investigation. So I guess if the other guys do it, it's a crime that should be investigated. But if your guys do it, it's a violation that should be reviewed. Liberals call it global warming. Conservatives call it climate change.